This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
And
Yes.
Pauline is so beautiful. What a voice. She is playing the lead role in the Bodyguard musical. Pauline does join us to chat about this show. Good morning, Pauline. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Now, what an exciting time for you, because a lot of our listeners know you, of course, from your early Australian Idol days. You released 3 albums, and then now we're seeing you on stage. Was musical theatre always a part of the dream for you?
It, you know, I've got to be honest, at first it wasn't, and then my first show that I saw was Lion King, and from then on, I just got hooked on it, and now I watch every musical that comes to Sydney. So yeah, now I'm a massive fan, and I mean, who wouldn't? I was always like a one threat. Now, you know, hopefully by the end of The Bodyguard, I can be a triple.
Oh. Yeah, completely.
Well, Pauline, you touched on it. So there's a thing in the States called the EGOT, which is Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. Okay, you're going for the run.
Yeah.
I think the Australian version is called the HAL. It's the Helpman Aria Logie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're on the way. Do you have any plans to jump into TV?
I would love to. You know, I did dabble a little bit in TV, and I did like a little role on Sisters of War, which was a TV movie that came out a few years ago. Yeah, I definitely would. I remember doing that role, and I just thought to myself, if I do get another opportunity, I'd definitely jump at it.
So, it'd be so much fun. I'd love to see you on screen. Well, because you see a lot of guys. I mean, Jess Malboy and also Barry Conrad. They've both given it a go.
Yeah,
I think they're incredible stars. And you yourself, of course, in the midst of rehearsals right now. How are you getting ready for the role that you have now of Rachel Marin?
Oh, it's a challenge. You know, it really is. There's I'm going to be doing 14 songs in the show, and it's going to be fun. There's 8 shows a week. Something very different from what I'm used to, and you know, for me, getting show fit, I should say, is, you know, just looking after myself, eating well, doing a lot of training, getting all of that stuff done so that I can do the 8 shows.
I'm very excited about the musical, but there's one part, the rain is coming down, and then you hear that, dung, dung, henda,
the rain is coming down, wow.
But I just cannot get that note. Can you give me any pointers to get up there?
Oh, look, it's all about her breathing. So she's got phenomenal breathing. Like, she can hold notes and sustain them for such a long time, and that is my challenge. You know, my breathing technique isn't that great, but if you can get her breathing technique right, you can get that note and you can sustain it for however long she sustains
it. Oh, my goodness. Is it a little bit stressful stepping into such an iconic role as that of Whitney Houston?
Absolutely. That's one, you know, that's one question I get asked all the time. And yes, it's going to be a challenge. You know, she was phenomenal. Like, her voice and just her range was so big. So, for me, it's going to be a challenge. But I have grown up with, you know, listening to her music since I was a little girl. So hopefully I can, they're big shoes to fill, but hopefully we'll, you know, we'll make her proud and make her fans.
Yeah.
So we're seeing a lot of classic films like Dirty Dancing, Billy Elliot, Spider-Man. Yeah. They've all been turned into stage productions.
Spider-Man, the odd one out for sure.
Super classic.
Right?
Yeah. What do you think it is about The Bodyguard, though, that makes it work well as a stage production?
Oh, it's such a beautiful love story. You know, I think it's... And it's an iconic, you know, movie that's been around for years. And the soundtrack is still one of the most, you know, the best-selling soundtracks of all time. So why it's almost like you're coming to watch a little mini concert of Whitney's, you know, songs, and you're getting, you know, obviously the storyline from The Bodyguard. So I think that's why it works so well. The song's great, and the storyline's amazing.